Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, myself and my co-host, we typically pick a random show from iTunes unless someone has gone out and clicked on the Fiverr button, which is what we have today. So, Alexa, introduce everyone to the show we're going to listen to today.
Today's episode is from the Computer Tutor Podcast. You can find it at computertutorflorida.com.
And while I go download the episode for today, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Today on episode 249 of the Computer Tutor Podcast, okay, you're browsing Facebook and suddenly you see you just got a friend request. But when you look at it, you realize, hey, I'm already friends with that person. Uh-oh, did your friend's Facebook just get hacked? Today we'll talk about the story behind why this happens and the exact steps you need to take when you see it happening.
All right, I'm going to stop here. First of all, great opening, because I'm like, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. I do use Facebook. And here again, I think this is going to be something that's going to be useful to me. I'll full disclosure here, I listen to the show every week. I think this is a great podcast. It's nice to kind of now armchair quarterback this, but this is why. He lets you know what you're going to get into. So if he started off and said, today I'm going to show you how you can do blah, blah, blah on Pinterest, I'm out. But he's always got these great little tips. And let's listen to the rest of this. It's a really cool show.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
I like the intro because it shows, again, that it's not just somebody in their basement, that somebody put a little more time into it. Not that if you don't use an intro, you don't put a lot of time and thought into it. But also, without the tech talk, lets anybody that's maybe afraid of technology, which would be Scott's target audience because he fixes computers, so he wants people that are afraid of technology. So it's just a nice way to, again, show you're in the right spot.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I am your personal computer tutor, Scott Johnson, and I'm here every Monday morning to show you how to do cool things on your computer. And if you've heard a few of my shows, you know I always try to avoid the techie language as much as possible. And one word that gets way overused and misused a lot is hack or hacker or hacking. I see it used out of context pretty regularly, and that's one of the things we'll be talking about today. And did you know that even though I'm here in sunny Florida and you're somewhere else, I can still fix a bunch of problems on your computer? It's true. A lot of the computer repairs I do every day are done with me sitting here in my home office and my clients sitting at their computer in their home or maybe their workplace. It's a pretty cool thing to get your computer repaired and not have to bring it anywhere. So if you have a PC problem, just give me a call at 727-254-9078 or email me at pctutor@gmail.com.
Now, as a regular listener of the show, I appreciate the fact that Scott says that every week. Notice that's it. That's the plug for his business. It's not a 4-minute Audible ad from Leo Laporte. And he could record that and play the same thing every week, but he does it every week and he kind of threw a little spin in there. Hey, did you know this week? It just keeps it fresh. It's not this, it doesn't make it stale. So I appreciate that.
And today's computer tip can be seen at my website if you go to computertutorflorida.com/249. So let's get started. These days, it seems like whenever there's any kind of criminal or suspicious behavior in the news and it involves computers, it's classified as hacking. A bunch of Target department stores had a problem where customer credit card information was stolen. That was a hack. Someone gets into Paris Hilton's email account, and that's a hack. Yahoo gets broken into and gives up millions of usernames and password. Another hack. Well, sometimes these kind of things can be classified as a hack, and sometimes they can't. You can't just use that one word to describe any kind of shady internet activity. Case in point, Facebook. This has probably happened to you when you suddenly get a friend request from someone you're pretty sure you're already friends with. Now, given the nature of Facebook, sometimes it's hard to remember the status of every single person and whether or not you're Facebook friends with that person or not. For me, I'm friends with a lot of people, but I've also unfollowed a lot of people, which means I don't see anything they post. So I might have to do a little research to see if I'm actually friends with a particular person or not, even though I know that person in real life. But in some cases, you might get a friend request that seems to be coming from someone that you know you are already friends with. Maybe you see them posting updates or pictures on Facebook all the time already, but for whatever reason, you know you're already friends, but there it is, a friend request. Now, what do most people do when this happens?
Scratch their head.
I can tell you what most people do because I see it happen all the time. When someone gets a fake friend request, they'll usually go to the actual friend's profile page and post something like, "Dude, your Facebook just got hacked." And this, of course, sets off all kinds of alarm bells for that person wondering what has just happened. They might even get several messages from people telling them about these friend requests that are going out. Now they might be panicking and thinking, "What do I do? Did someone hack my Facebook account? Should I change my password? What is going on?"
And I'm going to stop it there because to get the rest of the story, you have to go to ComputerTutorFlorida.com. But the thing I like about this show is it delivers exactly what it says it's going to do. Computer tips with just a very slight plug for his business, which you understand, nothing wrong with that, as well as no tech talk. And it's if you go over and look at the titles on his shows over at ComputerTutorFlorida.com, like I say, this I'm a big fan of this show, so I'm trying not to just gush here, but I think it's a really cool show. Audio is fine. Website's clean. Check it out, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. And Scott, we're going to say cut in line here by going to PodcastRodeoShow.com and clicking on the Fiverr button. And if you'd like to do that, check us out at PodcastRodeoShow.com. Now, if you would like an in-depth, not just the first impression, an in-depth review of your podcast with not just me. I've got 12 years in podcasting, but I also have a co-host. His name is Eric K. Johnson. You can find him at podcasttalentcoach.com. He's got 30 years, I believe, in radio. It's either 20 or 30. It's a lot. And not only in radio, but like he dominates his market that he's in. And we do a show called podcastreviewshow.com. You can find it at podcastreviewshow.com. And it's literally getting two podcast consultants for the price of a half. And you can find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is Dave Jackson reminding you to enjoy your ride.